We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The All Local on KNX News, 97.1 FM.
There's new video set to be released later this morning shows what led up to this police shooting of a double amputee in Huntington Park. Anthony Lowe, he died after officers hit him with a stun gun and shot him. John Baird is live outside the police station there. John?
The news conference is set for 11 o'clock this morning, and Huntington Park police are expected to provide an update on the investigation as well as provide the video. This incident took place about 10 days ago. Now, according to police, Anthony Lowe, whose legs were amputated last year, got out of his wheelchair, ran up to a 46-year-old man, and stabbed him with a 12-inch butcher knife. Then police say Lowe ran back to his wheelchair and took off. Officers caught up to him, carrying a large knife not far away, and claim that Lowe threatened to advance on them or throw the knife. They used stun guns before they ended up fatally shooting him on the sidewalk. Assemblymember Reggie Jones Sawyer says, "We need to know exactly what happened in this situation.
No matter how you feel on which one way or the other, we need to know what really happened. Transparency is the answer for what happens with these interactions, especially with African Americans."
Lowe's family insists there was no reason to shoot him because he was missing his legs from the knees down. An attorney representing Lowe's teenage son calls it murder. Paperwork has been filed that could ultimately lead to a multi-million dollar lawsuit. Mike and Vicky.
Handful of homes have been yellow tagged in the Santa Clarita area. There was a landslide there, all of them in the Skyline developed near Plumeway and Strauss Street. City inspectors said the homes are not safe right now, declared them uninhabitable. Some fireworks shows could be in for a change in Southern California. A judge looking over some evidence. An environmental group sued after the Big Bang on the Bay charity event in Long Beach last year, saying that the organizers polluted the bay with fireworks. It's the first case like this to make it to court. Judge calling for greater federal oversight could affect fireworks shows over the water. SeaWorld, San Diego, places like that, and other displays in Huntington Beach, Marina Del Rey, and Manhattan Beach.
So we had all this rain, but we still might get some more water restrictions. A lot of the region gets the water from the Colorado River, and that is shrinking because of years of drought. Metropolitan Water District telling the Times they could switch from voluntary cutbacks to mandatory ones, allocations, if things don't improve by June. Problem is that the feds have ordered, problem is so bad, the feds have ordered everybody to get together and come up with a plan, California and six other western states, to reduce the amount of water they take from the river. The other states agreed. We did not. So if this goes to the end result, the feds just come in and say, here's what's happening, and we all have to live with it.
More information coming out on what parents might be able to do to keep their kids from taking things laced with fentanyl. Here's Bob Brill.
The word engagement is the key, according to one expert who tells KNX parents have to be open with their children and have discussions in a positive way to help kids understand the dangers of the drug. And part of that is your own knowledge base, according to Brooke Suri, an addiction specialist and coordinator for a major Ohio medical facility.
Tell them that fentanyl is laced in a lot of common drugs like marijuana, and there are overdoses associated with smoking weed now because it's laced with fentanyl.
She says kids are curious, even more so now than in years past.
It starts somewhere. There's risk-taking behaviors that kids do that they normally wouldn't do because they're seeking out connection. Also with COVID-19 and the isolation that came along with it, this could be even more so, finding a need for connection. And this is especially why it's important for parents to stay engaged.
She adds, if your kid is honest with you about what they've done or what a friend has done, punishment may not be the best thing. Don't shame them. Rather, work with them in a positive way. And if you think taking away the internet will help, realize they probably know ways around that. Stay diligent and work with them. I'm Bob Brill, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Three killed, another injured in a two-car crash in Southgate. Police chasing a car they suspected of stealing a catalytic converter. Called it off because the driver was going to really dangerous speeds. Officers say they backed off just before the crash happened. Two of the victims identified by the family as a 60-year-old and his wife. Friends and family gathered for a vigil. They said the couple was on their way home from a quinceañera.
They were both wonderful people with really kind hearts, and they didn't deserve this.
It's kind of sad that some lives were tragically taken away. and I feel for the family.
Third victim was a passenger in the speeding car. LA County Sheriff's Department officials are telling the Times they didn't have enough evidence to suggest the car chase was responsible for the crash.
The idea of a four-day work week is resurfacing. Art Sandra says there's a new study that shows it's gaining traction around the world in large part because of, well, the pandemic.
Researchers find as workers weigh the importance of work-life balance and flexibility, employers are forced to respond. Joe O'Connor, director of the Worktime Reduction Center of Excellence based in Toronto, says the pandemic has allowed a rethinking of work in a way that's opened the minds of leaders and managers to the possibility of a four-day work week.
I think within companies, it tends to be those who have got a very open work culture, trust, and partnership between leaders, managers, and employees who are best able to do this. This is not something that can be enforced successfully from the top down. It really needs to be bottom up.
Meaning the employees are the ones best to show managers how to more efficiently do the work. O'Connor believes the four-day work week will become the new normal within the next decade. I'm Art Sanders, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX News." You can listen on the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps. And on our website at knxnews.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.